Thank you very much, Des. An approved hand sanitizer widely used in schools has been recalled. The Department of Agriculture said it has ordered the company behind ViroPro hand sanitizer to recall the product because of possible public health concerns. Our Agriculture and Consumer Affairs correspondent Fran McNulty has the story and he's on the line. Morning, Fran.
Morning, Rachel.
Tell us about this sanitizer. What may be the problem?
The issue is that, according to the department, of agriculture, prolonged use of the sanitizer could cause a range of issues like dermatitis, eye irritation, upper respiratory system irritation and headaches. The department are saying that it contains methanol rather than ethanol, and they're saying that it doesn't comply with many of the regulations which govern its content, and they're saying that they instructed the company to withdraw the product, and they're advising people not to use it. Now, as you say, it is one of a group of companies supplying PPE equipment into the Department of Education. It is in an approved list, and the department saying this morning, the Department of Education saying late last night, schools who are supplying it who have a concern can close today if they have a difficulty sourcing an alternative hand sanitizer, contact the department, and they're saying that additional funding will be available to schools if they need to replace it.
But just to be clear about this, are schools being told not to use this today because they're getting pretty short notice?
Oh, yeah, the notice is very short. And in fact, like the release from the Department of Agriculture could not be more clear. It said that the product may not remain in the market or be made available for use. Members of the public are being advised to stop using this sanitizer with immediate effect. They couldn't be more clear about it. Now, the timing, Rachel, is unfortunate. We've just managed to gather this morning and in the early hours of this morning through the night, studying all of the various documentation on the Department of Agriculture's website. The recall notice was issued on Tuesday, on the 20th of October. And in fact, the notice which is published on the register, all of these sanitizers are approved and they're registered. It says that the product should be withdrawn from use on the 20th. The first public notification of this that we are aware of came from the Department of Education last night, shortly before 10:30. Then around 45 minutes later, the Department of Agriculture, who are responsible for this recall, issued a press statement as well confirming the recall. And, you know, you say the timing. Many schools will be waking up to this news this morning. So there will be a certain amount of confusion and concern.
And it does raise the question of what happened in the intervening 2 days. Has the company said anything, Fran?
No, we've contacted the distributors of the product and ViroPro again late last night and early this morning. We have had no comment from them. But what we do know is this, that anybody who is using that product needs to stop using it. And we know, Rachel, that it is used beyond schools. We've received contact from a number of people working in the medical profession to say that it has been widely used in GP practices and in other medical facilities as well. So whilst the confirmation is coming from the Department of Education, the recall is clarified from the Department of Agriculture, it will have implications beyond just simply schools this morning. It's important to say that the notice has been issued for ViroPro hand sanitizer with a specific product code, PCS100409. Now, we have published the label on our news website and on our social media platforms as well, Rachel. There are other products produced by this company, but it is only this product which is affected by this recall notice.
So a lot of checking this morning. Fran, thank you very much indeed for that. Our Agriculture and Consumer Affairs correspondent, Fran McNulty, there at 14 minutes to 8.